I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Jimmy Fee at On the Water magazine. Jimmy, every year is a little different with fishing, and one of the topics this year among fishermen is the apparent lack of bluefish. Many people will tell you that they just don't seem to be around right now. Start us off by telling us, for anyone who doesn't know, a little bit about what a bluefish is.
Sure. We did a TV show last year on bluefish, and we started it off by saying, how far would you travel to catch a fish that fights incredibly hard, it gets up to 15 pounds, jumps out of the water, and is so aggressive it'll attack just about anything that moves? And that, you know, then the hook is that you don't have to go far at all. You know, bluefish are absolutely spectacular game fish.
Now, normally the bluefish are here in big numbers, big enough numbers that fishermen may be catching them where they don't want to be, say when they're looking for striped bass. They don't seem to be around much this year, is that right?
That's right. I mean, usually we start hearing about the first bluefish in early to mid-May. They show up on the south-facing beaches. This year, in early May, we weren't hearing about anything. We thought, oh, maybe they're running late because it was a cold spring. And then June came around, and we still weren't seeing bluefish. And even over on the Vineyard, they've been spotty. And you can always count on big bluefish on the Vineyard in Nantucket because they're a little bit further offshore.
So what are some of the ideas about what's happening with bluefish then? Is it a population thing, or is it that they're just migrated elsewhere?
That's tricky to say. I mean, bluefish populations are cyclical. I used to read in Frank Dano's books about surf fishing on outer Cape Cod, and he'd say back when he was starting fishing out there in the 50s and 60s, somebody would catch a bluefish and nobody on the beach would know what it was. So they definitely had these periods of scarcity and periods of abundance, but it seems like they've been almost a constant presence for the past, well, for as long as I've been fishing, you know, for the past 30 years.
Are there reports in the wider area of bluefish? I know you guys follow fishing all the way up the coast from New Jersey all the way up through Maine.
We do, and it was a slow year in New Jersey, too. New Jersey had had, over the past 5 years or so, they've had some pretty exceptional fishing for bluefish, and they were very large fish, too. But then this year, again, they showed up late, and it was very short-lived, not nearly as many fish as they'd seen the previous few springs.
Now, for people who don't know, bluefish aren't commercially fished at a level that would put a lot of pressure on the species, I don't think.
They aren't. In fact, bluefish aren't harvested on a level that you would overfish them. They're not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. I think it's more just the kind of the vagaries of their population cycle. They're offshore spawners, so that means if the conditions offshore aren't right on consecutive seasons, you could see this kind of dip in the population. If you have a year where the water's too cold or it's too hot out there, then you're going to have bad bluefish numbers.
Hey, let's round up the fishing action. Heading out this weekend, what should we be looking for?
So this weekend, we've got a full moon coming up, which should bring some more stripers inshore. It was red hot, I guess, about a week ago in the Cape Cod Canal. Things have cooled off a little bit since, but when you see the big tides from the new or the full moon, that usually brings a little uptick in the action.
How about the bottom fishing, stuff like fluke? Is that still going on, or is that starting to taper off?
Oh, no, there's still good fluke fishing happening. The later you get into the summer, the more you have to pick through the throwbacks in order to get the keepers, especially in the Sound. If you're fishing Lucas Shoal and Vineyard Sound, you're going to see a lot of those 12 to 14 inches, catching them on your way to looking for a fish over 17 inches that you can keep. But if you are looking for a big one, the best bet is to hit very deep water. All of the big fluke I've heard of this season, especially around the Vineyard, have come in 90 feet of water or more.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thanks a lot.
Steve, thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.